mama. Got that cross down in New Orleans, a sweet southern drawl, y'all. From her hometown in Tennessee, fire in her eyes from her daddy's side, hand in the air on a Friday night. I can't explain it, but I ain't complaining. I know whatever it is. She got that sunshine all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, She Got That, by multi-award nominated country rock band Rivertown Saints. Canadian country favorites in 2023 CMA Ontario Group of the Year nominee, Rivertown Saints are bringing on the summer heat with their new music and their first release under their new recording deal with Sacramoto Music with She Got That. The new track is sure to be winning over scores of new fans this summer with their high-energy shows just in time for their summer tour. Rivertown Saints have much to celebrate in the recent years, boasting an impressive 2 million plus auto streams and video views, a top 10 hit with their single Bonfire, CCMA award nominations, CMAO, and Canadian Radio Music Award wins, tours with Tim Hicks and Kip Moore, and spots on the country's biggest festivals. Here to talk about their new music, new recording deal, is lead singer Chase Kastner of the Canadian country rock band Rivertown Saints. Hey, Chase, how are you?
Hey, Kim, good. How are you?
Good. You staying out of trouble?
You know, trying my best.
Never. You cannot disappoint me. You cannot.
I'll be good.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I always enjoy having you on the show. You are just so much fun. And we always have such a great time.
Yeah, it's always so excited.
Congratulations on the nominations, Group of the Year, for the 2023 CMA Ontario Awards.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we didn't win, but it was still great to be nominated. So.
Oh, yeah, I'd say. Yeah. That's pretty cool. You guys are on the right track, and the fans are loving it as much as we are in the industry. All the new music you guys are putting out, incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, it's we're working hard on, just putting out some newer stuff that's going to catch some people's ears. So
excited for you guys, this great team that you're working with now, Sacramoto. This is so cool to have this new music coming right at the right time.
Yeah, Sacramoto has helped us tremendously through this process, getting this new single out with them. Tina has also been incredibly helpful, as she always is. Making it all go smoothly and, talking to everybody so we don't have to.
It's nice to have that kind of help at this stage of the game for you guys, because you guys are doing so well. You're releasing song after song, and to have a team in place that can do the promoting for you and have the right voice in the right place. And Tina's been there for you guys right from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very exciting. This is my first ever signing and any kind of process like this, so it's all new and very fun, and I'm very excited. So
it's kind of cool when I've been watching your journey from the beginning and seeing how much you just flourish in this position, being able to come on and do the talk shows, do everything that, you know, somebody who's a veteran in this industry can have issues with. You are really good at it. Very talented.
Thank you very much. I think I get a lot of that from my mother. She is very personable, and for my father also. He's one to get up and do speeches and stuff at events, and you know, he's one of those guys. So I think I get it from both of my parents.
That's a big help. That's a big help because a lot of people have such issues when it comes to public speaking. They're great on stage performing, but when it comes to answering questions they freeze. A lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What a fantastic start for you guys this year. The new music, the summer tour. Since you guys have been on the show last, you guys have released quite a few songs that we did not play on the last show. So I'm going to be playing them all.
Amazing.
So I just want everybody, all our international listeners, to be able to hear the body of work that you guys have been putting out just in the last year, because it's a lot and it's great music. The best I think you guys have ever done.
Thank you so much. It's definitely been a long haul for the last year trying to get all these songs put together, but it was also kind of a learning curve, you know, trying to figure out what country music is turning into and what it needs and what is needed at radio and what will be successful. So we kind of reached around in some different areas there, and I think we found our path now. So I think that's why that we took a little bit of hiatus from radio for a little bit there. Didn't release any singles, and now we are releasing our first single back, and I think we got it. So.
You guys have picked very well. Talk to us a little bit about what you were just saying there, because I know so many of the artists that are coming up in the business, they want to produce music strictly for radio. They think that's the route to go. And that's a big issue when it comes to being successful in this business. Tell us a little bit about that whole planning that you guys have done this past year.
Well, it's obviously a very different world than it used to be with all the streaming platforms and different areas that you can, you know, absorb from. But radio is still the top dog, I'd say. You know, who knows if it will be forever, but yeah, it's such a powerful entity that you just can't overlook. I would say, though, if you're just making music to make music and have a good time, absolutely just put it out to wherever you want. If you want to put it on streaming platforms or YouTube or just, you know, even just radio, that's fine as well. But it's very important to have a goal in mind and a plan before you start to attack radio or any type of music platform.
It's always it's a branding, right? And you have to have your business hat on, because it's your brand, regardless to whoever you have helping in your team. It's your brand, your direction, your music. And it's so important to be able to understand what you guys want to release, the kind of music. And there's been some pretty big challenges you guys have gone through, you know, over the years with the loss of one of the most important band members too. You know, it was such a difficult loss with Dan, and you know, the lead singer sliding into that position. You are a natural in that. There's no question. You absolutely suit the band. You also give the band more flexibility, I think. I think we've might have talked about that before, but just the flexibility with your voice allows them to, you know, allows you guys to create different kinds of music that your voice is going to suit.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That's one of the things I strive towards too, is to try and get as much, trying to cover as much sound with my voice as I can, you know, because personally I get sick of singing a certain type of music for too long, you know, so I kind of bounce around throughout the day singing different things. And yeah, it's something that I think that was one of the reasons why they hired me on in the position too, was because I had such a different sound that brought it in a new factor to the group. And you know, and it seems like it's working. So
and you also are a great writer.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I've come to realize that I'm not too bad in the last few years. It's very fun to you know, to pick away at people's brains when I'm in the same room with them, and by the end of it we have a song. And yeah, it's an unreal process that people you don't really understand until you do it yourself, you know.
Everybody thinks, well, you know, that's cool. You got a song on the radio and you're listening to that. It had to have been a surreal moment for you, because it was the first write for you, in Nashville, and it turns out to be the song that goes on the radio for you.
Yeah, it was. That doesn't happen very often, I hear, but. Yeah, it just was one of those fate things, right? We were in the right room at the right time with the right people, and everything seemed to just mesh the way it was supposed to. And yeah, it happened to be my first write and first writing trip ever down in Nashville. Yeah, before that, I haven't even tried to write before. So
they were pretty lucky, really lucky, to have you come into this spot. Right time, right place. It's a lot more than that. You've got some pretty amazing talent behind you, but you definitely know how to work your way around a song. And that's you're born with that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's that's one thing I got to probably give to my mother. She is an incredible performer and singer, so I just watched her over the years, made it pretty easy to hop into those shoes, you know. So,
well, you got some pretty great people that you're related to in this business right now that are doing this at the same time as you, which is pretty damn cool, because that's unusual. Normally, like you say, your mom, you know, famous in her own right, same thing with your grandmother, and then now your journey. But you're also there with Jeremy, who you're related to. You got Brian John Harwood you're related to. You guys are all doing this journey at the same time, which is really special.
Yeah, it's definitely special. It's kind of funny. It's almost like a little family reunion every time we go to an event like the CMAOs or anything.
I bet. Do you get bugged all the time by the guys that have been in the band longer than you? Teased?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, there was a hazing process for sure, but I think I've been around long enough now that, I have the right to give it back to them. So
very cool. Because remember, we talked about this last time you were on the show. Remember, I said to you we were going to talk about any practical jokes that have, you know, come your way, and ones that you've paid back, because you needed to do that for me. He's going,
There's definitely been a few, but some of them are a little inappropriate. So,
hey, this is a podcast. We can get away with anything on this. Not a problem. Let's talk about the background a little bit. So for the international fans, because you came into the band, how many years ago has it been now?
It's been about 5 years.
5 years. Okay. So with your mom being a huge country fan, she loved Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Brad Paisley, if I remember. Yeah.
Yep.
And your dad, like, he was more on the rock end of it and the blues end of it. I think he loved Elvis, if I remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay, got good memory. It's working today. There we go. So you grew up with different music influences. What was the biggest one for you growing up?
I'd say probably Shania Twain. Just because she was everywhere I went because of my grandmother and my family being involved in, you know, all of her being found and managed and brought up. So, but yeah, other than that, I would say Justin Bieber was probably one of my bigger ones, because when I was in grade, I think it was 8 or 9, I saw his movie Never Say Never.
Oh, cool.
And I just kind of, I'm pretty sure I'd watched it, I don't know, 100 times, just because I loved the way it all happened, right? Like, it just kind of all happened for him. And not in, like, a way that it was given to him, right? I'm not saying that, but it was just kind of like it fell into his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he had the right moment to grab it. And he grabbed every moment in the right way, you know, just had it. Everything happened the right way, so.
It's kind of cool when you're looking at that perspective, because for you, you never really had a desire to be in the music industry to begin with. That was kind of a surprise when all that happened and you were steered into that direction. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was, honestly, that was a little bit of a weird story. One time my grandmother, we were at her birthday. I think it was her 60th birthday. And we had it at the local fire hall near her house.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt ended up getting in contact with Shania to secretly get her to come to the party.
Wow.
So she organized all that, and nobody knew anything that she was coming or anything like that. So halfway through the party, she ended up coming through the doors, and she surprised everybody. And a little bit more of the night went on, and I was over getting some food, and I saw my sister showing her videos of me singing on Instagram.
Oh wow! How old were you there?
I was probably about 17 there.
Gee,
wow! So yeah, she was showing her videos of me singing, and you know, she was. Yeah, you know, I was watching her watch it and kind of like pretending like I wasn't paying attention, right? And she ended up making her way over to me, and she's like, "You have such an incredible voice. You really have to sing."
Oh,
and
wow!
I was like, well, you know, I'm considering going into the military right now. And she was like, oh, that's awesome. But I really think you should sing. I think you should pursue that. And I was like, I think that was the moment where I was.
You knew you had something.
Yeah, I was being pulled to that spot, because if someone like her says, you know, you got to do this, then there's definitely something there. So
what were you singing in those videos? Like where? At high school band or?
No, just the Instagram covers. I just started doing that around grade 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
And just singing, you know, like All of Me by John Legend and Your Man by Josh Turner, different things like that, you know, just singing them. And
very cool. And then you ended up in the country genre.
Yeah, some, you know, just by the
he's going
the hat. Yeah.
But you know what, there is so much, I would have to say, rock that's in country anyway. There's some R&B that's in country, you know, it's there. So it's not like it's too far of a stretch for you.
No, and I also am one to truly believe that unless you have one of those thick like Texas Southern accents,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're, you know, stuck to a certain genre,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you do have an accent, you can make it work. Like look at Morgan Wallen, you know, he's done some pop music and you know
everything.
What I would classify rap music, right? Like
mm-hmm.
it's very diverse. I think if you develop a fan base that is loyal enough and loves you enough and your brand, that you can really sing almost anything. And if it sounds good and they like it,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, it could be pop, country, rap, it could be whatever you want it to be, you know, it could be classic, anything.
You're really comfortable, I think, now in comparison to when I first talked to you. It was still really new, and then COVID hit. There was just so much that was happening at that time. Are you a lot more comfortable now as the front man?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was just a moment where I was like, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I just kind of, I was always worried about maybe making mistakes or, you know, like stumbling over my words or something like that. And it's, you know, nobody notices that kind of stuff, so.
They don't. Unless you stop, they don't.
They yeah,
really
yeah.
don't. They'll just go right over it. You sang Whiskey Glass, I think, was your first debut, I think.
First single?
Mm-hmm. Well, you did a debut for this one, and then 6 months later, like they heard you sing that, and then 6 months later you were with Rivertown Saints.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had there was a Christmas concert here in my hometown, and they were bugging me for last couple of times to do it. And then my mom told me she wanted me to do it, so I did it with her and my sister.
Oh, nice. I didn't know you did it with them.
Yeah, and
cool.
I ended up singing Whiskey Glasses for my song, and then I sang, I forget which Christmas song, but I sang it with my mom and my sister, and those were the only two songs that I did.
Your mom's got to be so proud of you.
Yeah, she loves to remind me of that, and it's very nice to hear, so.
It's just such a cool journey that you're on. You wrote Slow Kiss, which we've talked about so many times. In 2021 was your first song you ever recorded professionally, and it was your first song on radio, the first the hit single for Rivertown Saints. Dave Thomas was a big part of that with you in writing that song too, right?
Yeah, Dave Thompson, I've written with him probably 8-9 times, and each song has been used
mm-hmm.
in one way or another.
He's so talented.
Yeah, we just kind of click together in the room, you know, and kind of get out of each other's way, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, there's just something built that we both love, and we write together all the time. We're good buddies.
You have to set egos aside when you walk into a writing session.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're talking about, stepping out of each other's ways, right?
Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, your dad, do you think... I know your dad loves to write. I think that's when we had you on the show last time, we were talking about that. Do you think that's where you get some of the skill for songwriting?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it comes from him, and a lot of it came from just me in middle school. I would write little short stories all of the time.
Mm.
And they weren't really anything like, you know, anything serious or didn't even really make sense a lot of the time. But I was just kind of, I think that's where I figured out how to rhyme, where to rhyme my words and how to kind of get that flow of melody, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, like just being able to make a story flow. Mm-hmm. Is a big part of songwriting, because if you can figure out a song, you can find the words. You know, if you know the story and how you want it to go, you can find the words anytime.
Yeah, I guess so. When you look at it like that, yeah. Because a lot of people have a hard time writing. It's not an easy thing to do. But I, like I said on the show so many times, I'm great at doing the interviews, mm-hmm. and I'm the editor for Now and Then magazine as well. I find writing difficult. I didn't before. I think maybe I get too much in my head now, but you know, it's just, I find it a daunting task when I have to do so much writing all the time. I like doing the interviews because I like being able to listen to the artist and being able to pull out different things that I'm hearing. And I think I'm just really good with being in tune that way. As a writer, you have to do the same because your ears are always perked to something that you're listening to around you. And constantly making those notes, I'm sure, in your phone or something that you're making those notes for to come up for future music.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. My notes are full.
They would be, yeah. Do you like it, though? Do you really like doing this aspect of it now that you've been doing it for 5 years?
I do. I would love for maybe to start writing more, you know, more as like more of a career. Mm. In writing and being a musician instead of anything else, really, you know.
Okay. So you see Nashville coming into play a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely think there could be some Nashville in the future or just a regular scheduled trip, you know, to be going down and making sure that I get in those writing rooms with those people that can make those songs go big, you know. And
nice.
Yeah.
But they're going to love your voice. Love your voice.
Thank you so much.
You've got that grit, and that's just something I think I've told you so many times. That's what I love listening to. That's just what my ear perks to. And mm-hmm. when I heard you sing the first time, I went, oh, shoo-in. Absolute shoo-in for this band and opening the doors for this band to do so much. And they are all so talented. Everybody in this band is so talented. You guys got such a massive future.
That's hope. Fingers crossed.
You do. The chemistry, too. You can really see that with the band now. Now that you guys have had time to play a couple of festivals last year, what do you guys feel now with each other on stage?
It's always just a fun time, you know, because we like to rehearse quite a lot. When we rehearse, it's kind of just the way we picture shows is just rehearsing with people in front of us, right? So we still have a good time. We talk to each other on stage. We have a talk back mic on stage. So when we have a joke or something to make everybody laugh and lighten the mood.
Oh, nice.
Talk through that so nobody else can hear it, right? And just
Who's the biggest joker?
Joe.
Oh, really? I didn't think it would be Joe. Really?
I know. He's the quiet one. But
wow. Silent but deadly. Okay.
He could be a comedian. It's crazy.
Is he one of those guys that can just walk into a line anywhere and just be cracking up jokes right, left, and center?
No, because he is shy. Mm-hmm. But when he breaks out of his shell, he's just like when he gets to know you and he can throw those little jabs, those little jokes, you know.
Oh, so he's like me. I'm the same way. Everybody's. I think once I've had a tequila or two. I they're just right there. So I guess my alter ego comes out then and I can just crack off whenever I need to.
Yeah, you guys get along then for sure.
That's right. Tell us about what I want to start for the first song that we're going to be playing right now, and that's Name Drop. Tell me about that one.
Well, Name Drop was a song that we got pitched to us in 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was a while back. We've had that in our pocket for a long time. And I think one day we were looking through songs and we were like, oh man, what song are we going to record next? You know? And then One of us was like, well, what about that song, Name Drop? You know, does anybody remember that? We're like, oh, yeah. So we looked it up and we're like, yeah, man, this is a really good song. So right after that night, Jeremy went and started working up a track for it. And then once that happened, it was kind of, it didn't take very long for us to have a demo ready. And then we went and did that song with Sam Guayana.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a producer sourced out of Toronto, but mm-hmm. now he lives in LA, so that's a big jump. But yeah, that song, just we went and recorded it with him. It was a great time. We did three songs that recording session, and then Name Drop was the first one to be released. So
very cool song. It gives you that signature harmonies that you guys are so well known for, and the guitar is just, it was such a great tune for you guys. That was what, June last year? Did you guys release that?
Yeah, that was our, so I think that was our last single.
Okay. Yeah. That's, I was trying to figure out when I had you on last, because these were all new that came after. And it was like, oh man, I got so much to catch up on and play for the fans out there. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the single Name Drop by country band Rivertown Saints here on Music's Journey.
Little neon, a little buzz. Don't need a reason to turn it up. On a Tuesday just because. It's like I know everyone. We're throwing down, we're catching up. It's all good, I'm having fun. But then I hear your name drop. My heart breaks again and I'm right back to when you left and I can't stop you from walking away. Goodbye is on replay. I tried to let it go, but I fall back in. Put me on a show like I'm over it for a minute. Start moving on, but then I hear your name drop. Then I hear your dance floor lost in a kiss. Rum and coke on your lips. It's been months, but I can't forget. Smile across the bar. Last night that broke my heart. Said you wanted space, but you're never far. When I hear your name drop, my heart breaks again, and I'm right back to when you left, and I can't stop you from walking away. Goodbye is on replay. I try to let go, but I fall back in. Putting on a show like I'm over it for a minute. Start moving on. Here with me, feels like I was dating a celebrity, and I hate it. I can't escape it. Yeah, when I hear your name drop, my heart breaks again, and I'm right back to when you left, and I can't stop you from walking away. Goodbye is on replay. I try to let it go, but I fall back in. I try to rush it like I'm over it for a minute. Start moving on.
That was Name Drop by the incredible Rivertown Saints. The single was released in June last year. Another great summer jam. The band is known for their high energy performances, and I am sure this one was a hit last year.
Yeah, it was surprising how well it was received. And it's one of the guys' favorite bands in the song, and or the favorite song in the band as well. You know, I think every single one of us plays it when we're together. Mm-hmm. And we sing along and we have a good time. So
very cool. You guys got to do a karaoke thing in the car. Just, you guys got to just put one of those out there on TikTok, because you guys have such a great sense of humor. I could just see you guys doing one of those in the vehicle.
We were actually thinking of doing a starting a little show that way.
Nice.
Taking other Canadian artists through a drive-thru.
Oh, playing, so cool.
Playing their single and grabbing a burger and yeah. So I think it would be funny.
Awesome. See, I'm on the wavelength with the band. See, I just got you guys. I get it. I totally get you guys. What has been the hardest challenge for the band when it comes to facing, like, to writing new music?
For writing new music, it was, like I said before, it was kind of just figuring out which path we wanted to go down and which sound we wanted to stick with. We reached around in some different areas, and I would say that more of the pop country rock is where we're sitting now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of everything that's going on. We like to listen to the radio a lot just to kind of see what's current and what's working and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like it's just, we couldn't be more proud of where we're at. And I don't think we're going to be changing it up anytime soon. So.
Well, I think you guys are right in that sweet spot, and every single single that you've been putting out is doing so well, and it's just incredible to watch the growth. Has it been difficult to figure out for you how to become that showman from the beginning till now?
It definitely took a little bit of finessing in just like the stage talk and what to do in between songs, or like even when you hit a lull and you kind of stumble, mm-hmm. how to recover from that, right? Because you know you're a deer in the headlights when you're on stage, right? Everybody's looking at you, and if you screw up, it's sometimes you feel like you can't even talk.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't take me too long to figure out how to maneuver myself on stage so that I could, if I did screw up anyhow, you know, I could figure out how to get back on track and make the show, you know, continue on. So
it's nice having Jeremy there to, you know, somebody that you're related to, but somebody that I'm sure you look up to as well in everything that he knows and how long he's been in this music industry.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things where we're all still learning every day, right?
You know, mm-hmm.
It's very difficult because every show is different, right? You know, there's different things that happen and
different types of audiences too. And I think that is huge, you know, when it comes to a show. And
yeah,
you could just kill it one night and then just a different type of audience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be difficult. Gotta be difficult. I would never be good as a front person. Just nope. I'm an introvert.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult, but I think just kind of being the class clown in high school was kind of my thing.
Also, you're born for this.
Yeah, with my group, you know, so it was kind of hard to break out of that shell where I just do it with anybody. But it's
I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Because, you know, for you, if anything happens on the front of the stage, everybody always looks to the singer.
Yeah.
Every time. The rest of the bandmates can kind of just go back and just like leave you out there.
Exactly. Oh, I'm a deer in the...
I can see that happening so often. Tell us about the different influences for everybody in the band. Music influences. So if I remember, Chris likes the Eagles and like Eddie Money, like the classic music.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jeremy, he's more punk, pop punk.
Well, Jeremy is very punk rock. I think all of the guys are punk rock because they just grew up in that era of, that was the new music, right? So it was mm-hmm. very popular. But Jeremy is more of a Kim Mitchell.
Okay.
Type guy. You know, he loves his guitar and, you know, he loves like if he could sleep with his guitar in his bed, he probably would do it. So he's just that
kind of
guy.
There's a few I know that do. There's a few I know that actually do. So yes.
And Joe's interests are, he kind of grew up in the same, like he grew up with the punk and everything like that, but he grew up in the same vein as me where he heard his parents like to listen to country, right? So he heard all of the old, you know, like the older 2000s songs. Mm-hmm. And he knows all of those, right? So that's kind of his background.
Nice. Who is your favorite? If we got into your vehicle right now, who would be on the top of your playlist?
Right now, it's Bailey Zimmerman.
Ah.
Just because I actually met him about a month ago in Nashville at the Red Door.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he was there with one of my buddies, AJ. Mm-hmm. AJ doing some filming
video. Yeah, you guys all use AJ. Yeah.
Yeah, AJ's one of my great buddies. He's awesome. I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I ran into him and I was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "I'm here with Bailey." And I was like, "Oh," he's like, "He's over there." And Bailey ended up coming over, and he was such a great guy. He was super nice, and he told me, he was like, "Hey man, my new album," he's like, "you gotta listen to it." He's like, "You'll like it." And he was right.
it's a good album. It's a really good album.
Yeah, very.
It's so funny that you bring up AJ, because I had an interview earlier today and we brought up AJ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for Ty Wilson, because he was doing the video for Ty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ty,
yeah. We talk about AJ on the show a lot.
Yeah, he gets around for sure.
He does. He's talented. He is so talented. He's got a great vision. But what I love is that he really understands the people that he's working with. And he really pulls that out. And that takes a lot more than just talent. He's able to read the artist and really has a good understanding of what you guys are looking for before you guys even start. So, he's really
very
good.
Very genuine human.
Very sure. much so. Tell us about another song that you guys released, Goodbye Ain't a Game. Tell us about the writing process for this one.
Goodbye Ain't a Game was actually written by... Jeremy and I, and I think there's a few people in the room. Can't exactly put my finger on their names, but we wrote that song. It was just kind of an inspiration from one of the guys that we were writing with that day. He came in and he's like, I got this idea of writing a song about those little play on words that you have in sports, you know, goodbye in a game and nobody's winning, you know, and it was just and we kind of played off that. And it didn't end up as a sports song.
Wow. See, I would not have seen that coming.
Yeah, it's crazy how things actually work like that, but just bounced it off each other and then a different kind of idea came up and
Because I took it as like the hot and cold in a relationship. Like one minute it's full heat, next minute, you know, you're at each other's throat. That's how I took that.
Well, that's definitely how it came out to be it by the end.
Mm-hmm.
But how the idea came up was
that's pretty cool.
Huh. Kind of a sports theme song.
Never saw that coming. See, I'm telling you, that's why it's great to go behind and just where you guys are at when you're going into the write for a song like that, and how, you know, what was pitched first, you know, was it like title, what was it, right? Very cool. Never knew that. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Goodbye Ain't a Game by multi-nominated country rock band Rivertown Saints here on Music's Journey.
We get off to the is just to hit a red light. We were on the same team, now I'm on the sidelines. Turn me on like a light, now you leave me in the dark. It's almost over right before it starts. The back and forth ain't never gonna change. Start a fire, then put out the flame. Goodbye ain't a game, baby, nobody's winning. Keep saying that it's over. Keeping score, how did open arms turn into slamming doors? Back and forth ain't ever gonna change. Start a fire,
heart didn't put out the flame. Goodbye ain't a game, baby, nobody's winning. Keep saying that it's over when we know that it isn't. Just a couple hours counting down the clock, waiting on the shoe to drop. Doesn't stop us from playing through the pain. Goodbye ain't a game. Goodbye ain't a game, baby, nobody's winning. Keep saying that it's over when we know that it isn't. Just a couple hours counting down the clock, waiting on the shoe to drop. Doesn't stop us from playing through the pain. Goodbye ain't a game, both out of place. We know this is ending, yeah, we don't need to say. There's no words. Just a couple hours counting down the clock, waiting on the shoe to drop. Doesn't stop us. I'm playing through the pain.
That was Goodbye Ain't a Game by my very special guest country rock band, Rivertown Saints. You guys are so good at the video end of it, too. You guys have so much fun in every single one. I think the last time there was a bare ass staring at us in the last one, I think I had you on the show. It was so much fun. You guys are so creative.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, you can thank Chris for that white ass.
I know,
ass,
like, I so. Know. Yeah, that... I remember that. I remember that because I think Chris was on the show with you that day. Yeah, and we thought, no, they're going to haze him. They're going to make him do this. And it turned out to be Chris.
Yeah.
And you're going, thank God, that's not me. That's not my debut. Thank you.
Up there forever.
That's right. You guys had so much fun because that was during COVID too.
Yeah, that was, mid-COVID summer. We all got together and stayed in some hotels for a bit and filmed that. So that was down in at Joe's cottage in Ottawa Valley in Arnprior. So
right up where Jason Blaine's from. Yes. Absolutely. There you go. Yeah, because you guys are all good friends too, right?
Yeah mm-hmm. Jason, we write with Jason all the time and he's a good buddy of ours, so
he writes with everybody.
Yeah, he's an incredible writer. He can just, you know, he can just put the lyrics down on the paper and before you even blink, it's done, you know, so.
I know, he's so talented. I just had him on the show too, and I love catching up with him. And we always get to dive in real deep, and he doesn't even hesitate with me, so it's awesome. I love those kind of interviews. I'm going to pull it out of you. You know I'm going to. He's going, I didn't sign up for that. What was it about the military that you wanted to pursue?
You know, it was more, I think it was the hero and resilience of being a soldier. You know, you kind of just get that satisfaction feeling of, I don't want to say like saving someone, but like you're doing something
worthwhile
that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I realized pretty quickly that, you know, you don't need to be putting your life on the line to matter or to, you know, be doing something that you think that matters.
Music changes lives.
It definitely does. It's a different way of changing lives, but I'm glad I went this route. And I mean, I'll always have that thought in the back of my head, like, oh, what if, and you know, like, it's like everybody thinks, right? In the movies, you see that one soldier that, you know, everybody respects so much because he's so good at his job and he's, you know, he's been everywhere. He's protected all these people. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to be that guy, you know?
I understand that because my son's in the military. He's out of it now. He just He decided he wanted to try something different, and he moved to Calgary. So that's just been recent. Nice. And he loved it, absolutely loved it. And then he decided he was going to go into real estate. So he's been doing that for a little while. Now he's talking about, you know, becoming a police officer, because that's always been a part of that military dream for him. Yep. So, yeah, I understand that. Totally get that. Yeah. What did your grandmother feel? And what does she see now after all of this time watching you with Rivertown Saints?
I think she's tired of the music game. Mm. Understandably, she's been involved in it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very supportive of what I'm doing. And every time I show her new music, she's very professional, right? So she gives me critique, advice, and different things like that. But she is always rooting for me and wants me to do well. Yeah, but it's one of those things, right? Is that she wants it to be the biggest thing, right? She wants me to go international. She wants to go, wants us to go to the States, wants us to do the big bang.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with her. I definitely want that. It's just not, it's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. But we're seeing so many Canadians doing so well on both sides of the border. And I think it's so much easier than it used to be. But we've got a lot of really great bands. Emerson Drive did so well in the States. And then they decided that, no, Canada's where they wanted to be. And there's just different points of view when it comes to that. And you hear that all the time. So I think it just depends on, you know, the goals for everybody. And you guys are all young too, which is great. And
well, I'm young. I
knew that was coming. I was just waiting for you to let one go just a little bit. Rib the guys back just a little. No, but you guys are still young enough. And I think that family life is a big deal, you know, for artists on the road, for musicians. It's not an easy give and take, because there's always loss on some point, right? And it just depends on the goals for everybody. And yep, whether absolutely. Or not, yeah, whether or not you guys are going to do that. Internationally, you guys have, you know, the doors are so wide open now with the UK, open arms for country artists. Same thing with Australia. So much co-writes going on and festivals going on that they're welcoming Canadians over all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually something that's on our radar right now that we're trying to
get. Nice. Very cool.
And we may or may not have a collaboration coming out with a foreign artist, so.
Nice. I was going to say, I'd love to see you guys do something with a female artist.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Are you hinting?
Maybe.
Maybe. Come on, is there a yes there? Nobody knows who it is yet.
No, nobody knows who it is, but.
Squeak it. Come on.
She's cool. Let's just say that.
You have to stop and think about it, going, ooh, nope, not going there. But you did. You said she. So that's awesome. I'm excited. I'm so excited for that. That will be really cool. I'd love to see the blend of vocals there.
Yeah, we're super stoked on it. So it's going to be very fun.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. See, there's a future there. You know, you getting over to Australia or over to the UK somewhere.
Yep, absolutely. Getting some new ground underneath us, you know?
Yeah, new traction. That's what you need.
Traction.
Very cool. Now, when you're talking about your grandmother giving you critiques and stuff like that, I know Jeremy and I know Joe and the band. You guys like to look at old footage and start, you know, taking a look at what worked in one show. And are you guys still doing that?
We have stopped recording our latest performances, but we remember exactly, because we have this new setup where our entire show is recorded vocally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so every show we do is put in a new file, so we can go back and check what we said or what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly the big thing, because our stage presence isn't the worst thing.
You guys are awesome. Yeah, guys are great.
More just keeping the talking points and all of the song switches and everything on time, because lots of people don't realize, right, when you're up there, they're just like, oh, they're it's the next song, you know, it's like all that stuff is timed usually, you know,
to the second.
Yeah. To the mm-hmm. If you screw up, it's, you know, it's a train wreck. So
major. Yeah. This is a lot of timing that goes on into every single show. And people just think you're getting up there and playing and ad-libbing if, you know, the fans get carried away with a song, but it's not. You guys are on a schedule and it's tight, really tight.
Yep.
How many songs do you have in your set for this year?
I think we have around 13 to 16 because some of them get pushed out depending on which shows we do. So
nice. Okay. Getting ready for that summer tour.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're ready.
I cannot wait. I'm seeing you guys this year. I don't care what it takes. I'm seeing you guys this year. You better have some Ontario shows, I'm telling you.
That'll be great. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to do a live interview and then I can prank you guys in person. So it'd be awesome.
Looking forward.
What does it mean to you to, when you look at the sound you guys are creating and evolving all the time, I truly believe that you guys are just skimming the surface of what you're capable of. What does it mean to you now when you've got 5 years under your belt, the songs you guys have been releasing, getting in that stride, writing with each other and co-writes? What does it mean to you now to be that front man for Rivertown Saints?
That's a good question. It means that I'm getting to where I want to be. And that things are starting to work with the way we have planned and, you know, kind of figured things out in the last couple of years. Things are starting to look up and we're starting to gain some more success.
Mm-hmm.
So it's positive. That's the word I'd use. It's very positive and, fulfilling.
Getting a nomination too this year. Very cool for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Album of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Or group of the year, wasn't it?
Group or duo.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. That lets you know that, you know, the synergy with you guys is working so well. And yeah, pretty spectacular what you guys are doing. Yeah. Tell us about the new single. We're going to talk about that. I got a couple of the songs I'm going to be playing as well, but let's talk about the new one right now and our very favorite country star, Jason Blaine, who helped you with this one.
Well, this song is called She Got That, and we were on another writing trip in Nashville and we went to Jason's place in the morning. And this was one of those songs that wasn't really just like thrown down on the paper and happened in an hour. It was kind of, we had to kind of fight tooth and nail for this one. But we went for lunch around halfway through to try and clear our minds a little bit and get a fresh start. We went for some Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back and we finished the song around 5 o'clock. So it was a long ride. It took about, you know, 6-7 hours, maybe 8 hours of writing.
Because you guys changed your direction with the song, too.
Yep. Yeah, we definitely changed it. Originally it was a little bit different, but it's hard to say. It's kind of one of those fun, bouncy, bubbly, feely songs, you know, it's a summer song. It's just mm-hmm. kind of...
Definitely.
Wrote it.
Yep.
But the idea behind the song is kind of, you know, every woman has that thing that makes her have that. You know, she got that thing, regardless of what it is. It's just every woman has it's kind of a female woman appreciation song.
Ooh, I gotta hear this from you.
Yeah, so it's
I gotta hear this from you. What's the allure, okay, that the female has for you?
Well,
he goes, I can't talk about this.
Let's just say a glow.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it. Oh, that's a safe way to put it, but yes, that's a good way to put it. That's awesome.
Very safe.
That's awesome. I know with Jason, he is just such an amazing play on words, and he'll twist the title to, you know, just to, you know, just to mess with you a little bit, because what you think the song's about is really not. And yeah, this one definitely. I know him like a book. I think, at this point. I shouldn't say that. I probably don't. But, you know, I just know his music anywhere. I know his writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's such a staple. And this is a staple for the summer playlist this year. I love this song. Taking the song to a place about the woman in your life and how you meet somebody pretty special. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single, She Got That, by multi-nominated country rock band Rivertown Saints, here on Music's Journey.
She got that heart from her mama, got that cross down in New Orleans, a sweet southern drawl, yeah, from her hometown in Tennessee. Fire in her eyes from her daddy's side, hand in the air on a Friday night. I can't explain it, but I ain't complaining. I know whatever it is. She got that sun shining all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that ooh. She got that hand-me-down Honda, it takes her where she wants to go. She got that dust in the rearview, the weekend on the radio, her phone on the seat of the shotgun side, lock screen pic of her and I that we took together, and I still remember the taste of the salt and the lime. She got that sun shining all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that. She got that heart of mine in her hands. Lord knows how lucky I am. She got that sunshine all around her, dancing in the wind like a wildflower. Carefree, dare me, gets whatever she wants. She got that way that she makes you forget what you're thinking. Ain't had a drop, but you feel like you're drinking. She got me tripping on words with the way that she moves. She got that.
That was the new single, She Got That, by my very special guest, country rock band Rivertown Saints. Don't forget, you can download your copy on all streaming platforms and you can add it to your playlist. You can share it and you can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. I think all of them are playing it because this is a really cool song. This one's going to be great live. Really good live.
Yeah, it's already starting to turn out pretty good live. We just did an acoustic version of it for the first time a week and a half ago.
Nice.
No, it was at the CMAOs.
Mm.
It was at the CMAOs at the front porch writing round that we were a part of, and it was incredible. It worked out great.
I haven't seen that. I didn't make it this year. I'm normally there, but I didn't make it this year. But I will be at the CCMAs, so I will see you guys.
Okay. Yeah,
you definitely will. See you guys. I'll see you on the road before that anyway. Now let's talk about another song. This one you wrote, I think, with Chris, maybe a little.
Yeah, that one I wrote with Chris and Pavel. I'm so bad with last names, but...
Me too.
Yeah, I wrote that one with Chris and Pavel and another writer. That was a while ago, that one. That was on my first writing trip as well. That was the same writing trip as Slow Kiss.
So you wrote this one then too?
Yeah. About half of the songs that are out right now with me on them were from that first writing trip.
Wow. And you're questioning whether or not this is what you should be doing.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, that's
I'll be in your ear going, don't you dare. Don't you dare. You are so talented. Oh, my Lord, my friend. Really good.
Thank you so much.
You got a real natural ability to write.
Yeah, it comes yeah, it comes naturally in a way. It's very fun for me, and just kind of poetic in a way, you know. I just find those words, they come to me in the back of my head, and yeah, I just put them on paper and it works out sometimes.
Do you use it at all, like your writing, to help you? Like, because it's a lot of pressure, what you're doing. And some people write because it's therapeutic. And, you know, it's just something that they can do very well by putting it down on paper instead of being able to say it. They just find it easier.
Not necessarily easier to do it like that. But it does help in a way of, like, I find other people write songs that I wish I would have written.
Like what? Name one.
So the new song by Luke Combs is called The Part.
Oh, yes.
And it's basically like the idea behind the song is the part they don't tell you about, mm-hmm. about being a rock star, you know, about being famous, is that, you know, there's lots of different things that, you know, you go back to a hotel room that alone every night, and, you know, when your family's doing something, you miss out because you're at a show,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
the sacrifices.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So like, right. It's so I always thought, oh, you know, I'd love to write a song like that. And then when I hear him write it and it comes out, I'm like, oh, you know, it just hit me in the feels. I was like, yeah, that's, but if I wrote it, it probably wouldn't have the same meaning. Right. So,
well, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Because you already have an understanding just because of your family too. But, you know, this is something that is going to hit pretty quick, you know, being on the road, because now that we're back in a full swing, it's a lot. It's a lot, because I think I always hear being said is that you're paid to travel.
Paid to travel, yeah.
Yeah, more than paid to play, right? Because you're traveling so much. It's exhausting, mentally, physically.
You travel sometimes days to play 90 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And just to set up, like the band setup is like, and then you're tearing it down. It's like, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you got to take those little snippets when you're on the stage of memories, because it's a blur. And if you don't take a moment just to take it all in before you start playing, yeah, you want to be able to remember those moments years down the line.
Absolutely.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is Maybe a Little, released earlier this year by country rock band Rivertown Saints, here on Music's Journey.
Am I having a good time? Am I still bitter? Am I drinking to forget you? Or drinking to remember? Am I hurting? Am I flirting? When I kiss her like I wanna, will it feel like I'm cheating on you? Maybe a little, maybe a lot. Will I call you up and tell you? Probably not. Do I miss you all the time? Do I love and hate you? Always on my mind. Am I looking for a bottle or a bedroom to escape this? Am I tipsy? Am I sober? Will I wake up over us or just hung over? Maybe a little, maybe a lot. Will I call you up and tell you? Probably not. Do I miss you all the time? Do I love you? On my mind. Maybe a little, maybe a little, maybe a little, maybe a little.
I call you up and tell you? Probably not. Do I miss you all the time? Do I love and hate you always on my mind?
That was Maybe a Little by my very special guest, Rivertown Saints. Some exciting new music from the incredible band, and it just keeps on coming. This one is such a cool one. Another one I want to talk about is Breaking Up. Let's talk about that one.
Breaking Up.
Mm-hmm.
That one was actually mostly Jeremy. He came into the write. I guess he had a little bug in his ear one night when he was trying to go to sleep, and he had an idea in his head, so he wrote it down, and when we got there, I forget what the idea was, but it was along the lines of, you know, breaking up don't mean a thing because we're never actually really broken up.
Mm-hmm. So many people go through. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we break up every time, but we know it's not the last time. Right. So
mm-hmm.
That's kind of what the idea of the song was. And it was, it was mostly his baby, that he put all the work into. We just kind of helped him along with the lyrics and bounced things off him, and it's a great tune too.
Yeah, it's a really great song. Congratulations to him on that one, because this one, you know, people can relate to. Everybody can, like, nailing that complicated love story, you know, when we all get into that, knowing that we should just stay away from it, move on, and we stop ourselves from really having some amazing relationships in our lives because we stay stuck for so long thinking, I don't know what it is that keeps us there, because we know it's not working. So I don't know. I don't get that part, but yeah, we do it all the time. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Breaking Up by country band Rivertown Saints here on Music's Journey.
Still got a bottle of your pink rosé up in the fridge. Still keep your picture on my phone from that last Cabo trip. Ooh. We said we're letting go. Ooh. But we both know we won't. I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Call it off, call me up. It's just a game we play. You out to get you moving on. It might work to close in time, but you know I'll be your last call. Ooh, this ain't the first time or the last time me and you are gonna say goodbye. I'm so done being done. What's done mean anyway? Call it off, call me up. It's just a game we play. With you don't mean a thing.
That was Breaking Up. This was such a cool song by Rivertown Saints. And don't forget, you can download any of the songs that you've heard today on all the streaming platforms. You can add them to your playlist, share them, and you can also request them at your local country radio station. Well done. Well done. You guys are releasing some incredible music. Really good. Very impressed.
Yeah, it's very exciting to be on this next chapter of Rivertown Saints and the new sound that we're bringing out. And very excited to show you more.
Well, I can't wait. When? You told me well enough. When?
I will give you a month span of like range, somewhere in October-ish.
Okay. That's a long time to wait.
But yeah,
I know you guys got your summer tour. I get it. But I just love the new music for RTS. I really do. Tell us
maybe one to streaming in between there. We'll see.
Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about this tour.
Well, we don't have all of the dates solidified as of yet, but we have, I don't want to put out a number that's not true, but I know roughly we have around 12 to 13 shows right now in line, but they're just kind of spread out. So we need to find different in-between shows to kind of pack all of that into one tour. But yeah, once that's solidified, we're going to be heading on the road for at least a couple weeks. So
when does that start, the tour?
The first show we're doing is the Jason Blaine Golf Tournament.
Nice.
And then, so the start of the tour will be August 5th.
Oh, so you guys got a little bit of time in there.
Yeah, we got about a month of work where we can get everything ready. And, you know, we got a lot of work going on right now for the new single, doing lots of interviews, doing lots of, you know, lots of pushing on socials and everything for that. So that time will get eaten up pretty quick. But yeah,
summertime always flies by, especially when you're doing radio tours, because you only get so many that you can do a week, right? So it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
But again, that's one of those things we just kind of need to get the logistics of everything and where we're going and what's going on.
Well, like you said, you've got lots of great music coming out, ones that we are going to be looking forward to. Possibly, like this is, like you said, a female that's going to be coming into the mix for a song. And that I'm looking forward to. I cannot wait to see who it is. Katie Hurt? Jennings?
You just got to wait and find out, right?
Okay, so yeah, there's two I'm picking up right away. So I will see, because she's done a lot with some of the Canadian artists, but Katie Hurt's got an incredible voice too. She's really good too. I love her. She's just like a Dolly Parton wrapped up in one tiny little body. She is just like got such a powerhouse voice. She doesn't even know, I think, how good she really is.
Oh, she's incredible.
She is awesome. Yeah, I'd love to see a song done between the two of you. Just a nice acoustic song. See, he's laughing. See, I wait to see what this is going to be. I'm really excited. Do you have a second just for a couple questions for you? Burning questions?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Favorite breakup song for you?
Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh, really? That was fast. Okay. Very cool. Who plays the best practical jokes in the band?
Joe.
Name one.
He's the one. And he...
What was the latest one?
The latest one, I think, was he locked Chris out of the truck for like, I think it was like 15 minutes. Chris was outside the truck waiting, trying to get in for like 15 minutes, and he just wouldn't let up. And no one else would help him. And then finally he let up and let him in.
Oh, I'm so bad at that one. Especially if there's mosquitoes outside. Yeah. I'm terrible. I really am. I don't know why. Saran wrap's always a great one too. Works good.
Yeah, that's good.
Who is the most annoying bandmate?
Oh, I mean, they're all pretty annoying.
He's going to accept me. I'm just such a pleasure to be around. Yeah.
I'd say probably Jeremy, just because he's the dad of the group. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Ah, making sure he keeps you all in line.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that you guys are all professionals when it comes to the partying department. So who is the weakest link?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely... quite honestly, I don't think we have a weak link.
There's no weak link.
No, that's a bad thing to say, but yeah, I think we're all veteran drinkers. So.
Okay, so who is the one that just can't handle the liquor as good as the others?
I'd say Jeremy again.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he gets very, 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 very talky.
That's why you name him the annoying bandmate. Okay, drink a choice for the band. What do you guys ask for in your rider?
Okay, well, the other guys, they love their craft beer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and that's for, right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
For me, I'll have a craft beer occasionally, but Ryan Ginger's for me. I'm a big Ryan Ginger guy.
Nice. Very cool. Me too. Yeah. That was my drink of choice for a long time. And then tequila came in. Yeah. Yeah. We have to shoot that game of pool. Remember we talked about that.
Game of pool?
Yeah. Tequila, and we're shooting a game of pool.
All right.
Yeah. I'm holding you to it.
I'm in.
Okay. Who is the last person to show up at the studio or wherever you got to go?
That'd be me.
Really?
Yeah, I...
Ooh, Jeremy, be all over you. Punctuality.
Bad with time estimation. I'm like, oh yeah, this will take me 15 minutes, and then it ends up taking me 45 minutes, and then I'm like, okay. Like somebody will be like, "Where are you?" I'll be like, "Okay, I'm 5 minutes away, but I'm actually 15 minutes away."
So they all have to tell you to be there like an hour before you actually need to be there in order to get you there on time.
Even my buddy, he was like, he messaged me yesterday, and he was like, "Where are you?" I was like, "I'm 5 minutes away." Then 5 minutes went by and he was like, liar.
Okay, so who takes the longest to get ready? The diva of the group?
Jeremy. Yeah, he takes... I'd say it's a cross between me and him because me, I'm in the bathroom for a long time just because like I just play music and I dilly-dally.
I heard it was you.
I don't do much.
I heard it was you.
You heard it was me?
Yeah. I heard it was you.
I definitely am not the fastest. But, yeah, like, usually I only do, I just blow dry my hair. Not even really blow dry it. I just make sure it gets curly.
Yeah.
And then I leave.
Okay, I'm pulling this one out of you, so you better give me a solid, honest answer for this one, okay?
All right.
Favorite song to sing if you're gonna play a song to a girl privately?
Out of any song ever or of our songs?
Any song ever. Every guy has a go-to song. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a go-to song.
He's going, but... wait, I can't, because if I've played that for multiple people, then she's putting this out on the air. So I could see your wheels turning on that one.
No, it's, I don't really have a specific one that I sing, but.
If I asked the guys, what would they say?
About me or about them?
About you.
I don't really sing too much to anybody like that. But I would say Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis, probably, just because it's one of those ones that you don't really need any music to sing, right?
Gotcha. Okay, I'm putting you on the spot. Gonna get you to sing a little bit.
Oh, you can't do that to me.
Yes, I can.
I can't even get the lyrics.
Okay, I want you to sing.
Are you lonesome tonight? I need to find the lyrics here.
Okay. He's going to go, never put me in an interview with Kim again. That's the third time. Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry We drifted apart.
You redeemed yourself. You redeemed yourself.
I just needed a little reminder of what
it is. It's been a while.
There's going to be girls going, oh God, what's his name again? What is it? What? Awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations on your signing with Sakamoto. That's amazing. And the new single, you guys are killing it. I cannot wait to see you guys out on the road. I look forward to it and having you back on the show again.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And it's just next time, make sure I know what song I'm singing.
Nope.
I know the lyrics.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's always a pleasure.
Okay. Say hi to everybody for me.
I will, absolutely. Thank you so much, Kim.
Okay, take care.
All right. You as well.
All right, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist, lead singer Chase Kessner, for the country rock band Rivertown Saints, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Jason Blaine, Madeline Merlot, David Boy James, Abby Stewart, Annika, Katie Topham, Genevieve Fisher, Jake Hoot, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. We got Jade Eagleson, Runaway Angel, Elise Saunders, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band, Harmonies, The Prairie States, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Music's Journey Show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.